produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Shine on. If you know it, come on. Shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Sing it. I heard.
I heard the voice.
That's Full Gospel Baptist Church.
Oh,
lay down.
To me.
To me. Come on, Bishop.
And
that I love is that they have decided and wanting to make sure that before it is lost, through oral tradition, that they write their own story and be able to say in their story that truly, yes, we went in, and yes, we stayed too long, but God is always faithful to God's people, and that God will bring you out. And nobody else in here can be able to help me testify and be able to say that you too have some stories to tell. And everybody in here has got a story to tell at least one time in your life where you can say that it was God who brought you out. I ought to have more amens and more yeses than that, that I'm looking at some people in here on today, that you wouldn't be where you are if God didn't bring you out of a situation, if God didn't deliver you from addiction, if God didn't deliver you from a bad relationship, if God didn't deliver you from a mindset, if God didn't deliver you from a sickness. I know I'm talking to more than just 5 or 10 people who came in here today, because you know for sure that your God is a deliverer, that your God is one who's able to bring you out. You see, that's the reason why you come to worship. That's one of the reasons why you come to worship, is because you know for sure that your God will deliver you. And you know, my brothers and sisters, that if you're not going through a situation, you're about to go through a situation. And you know that you need that same God who brought you out before. He will bring you out again. And do I have anybody in the building on today that can be able to say, Reverend, that's me, that I come with a testimony to say, He brought me out, He's bringing me through, and He's going to bring me out on the other side. Am I talking to anybody in here that can say, I came in here today with a testimony to tell a dying world that my God will bring you out? Anybody say, at least He brought me out one time? Do I have anybody say He brought me out twice? Well, I heard you, Brother Mickey Gregory, that people in there say He's brought me out not just once, not just twice, but He's done it. And then can I tell you something else about the God that we serve? That He'll keep doing it over. Do I have anybody in here that's ever tried and ever talking to anybody in here that knows our God will bring you through? And if you're going through now, my brothers and my sisters, just hold on. He will get you out. Oh, He will bring you through. And then the beautiful thing about it, watch this, He not only will He bring you through, but He'll make you better than when you went in. So here's the story. People have been in bondage. Y'all know the story of the Exodus? If you watch Prince of Egypt, Ten Commandments, or if you just went to Sunday school, or been in church at any period of time, you know the story. That I love it too. Watch this, my brothers. The Bible says that God hears their cry. Oh, that's a beautiful thing right there. Because here it is. They forgot God, but God didn't forget them. What you mean, Reverend? When you go back and read the text, the Bible doesn't say that they cried out to God. It just says they cried, and God heard them. Because they were in bondage, and so they cried. They had no other choice but to lift up their voices. And that's good news for us on today, is that my brothers and my sisters, that it doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter if you don't know God, if you forgot who God and what God can do, you ought to be glad that the Lord still hears the cries of His children. God will still hear your groans. God will still hear your complaints. God will still hear your problems. God will still hear your circumstance. Even though you ain't been to church in a while, even though you ain't paid your tithes, even though you ain't read your Bible, even though you ain't been to prayer meeting, even though you ain't prayed for somebody, even though you ain't even stepped foot in the church, last time you came up for a funeral and you had to borrow a suit or dress from your friend, you ought to be glad to know that God still will hear you. That's the beautiful thing about the God that we serve, is that even though we may not be faithful to us, He's still faithful to us. We may not be faithful to Him, but He's still loving and kind and plenteous and mercy to even to us. And am I talking to anybody in here that can know that you may not have even said thank you, Jesus, on the day, but the Lord still provided for you, even though you probably didn't do all what was right by your brother and sister, God still was there for you. It's because He's faithful to you. Faithful to those whom He loves. The Bible says, says that the Lord raises up a deliverer. And I love how God operates in Exodus. Is that God already knows what he's going to do before everybody else does. Pharaoh had no idea that he would be raising the deliverer in his own house. Moses had no clue that he was going to be the one that was going to bring the people out. Because he's a murderer. Then he's an escaped convict. Got a speech problem. Got a little bit of a stuttering problem. He had no clue that God's hand was on him. And my brother, my sister, I love that God doesn't tell us what his plan is for us. Because we'll find a way to screw it up. Yeah, what if God told you what he was going to do with you before he did? What if God gave you all of your story and told you this is what's going to happen? You wouldn't follow. Why? Because you don't like pain. You don't like struggle. You don't like strife. You don't like discipline. You don't like God correcting you. And guess what? All of that is in your story. That there's struggle in your story. There's pain in your story. There's fear in your story. There's strain in your story. There's burdens in your story. There's sickness in your story. There's hardships in your story. But the beautiful thing is that all of that that God took you through brought you to where you are now. And if you had known about it, you wouldn't be where you are. And you wouldn't give him the praise for guiding your hand, guiding your feet, keeping your mind, and keeping your spirit. And here it is. Is there anybody in here that can be able to say, my story may not be the prettiest, but I thank God that he brought me through it. Excuses than Jay-Z got problems. Jay-Z had 99 problems. You got more excuses, but I've already taken care of all of your problems. Just walk in what I've called you to do. And I'm giving you an assistant. Your brother, he's going to be your mouthpiece. today. I want you to remove it off your mind. I want you to realize that you came in here today to worship God in spirit and in truth. Whatever's waiting for you on Monday, it can wait. Whatever's got you bound on Tuesday, it can wait. Whatever you're thinking about that you gotta do, it can wait. Just give God some time and watch what He does.
That God can be able to show you some things. God can reveal Himself to you.
And here it is on the day somebody came in here needing something from the Lord. You need God to show you something. You need God to give you some security. You need God to give you some assurance. You need God to just show you the way to go, how to go, when to go, how fast to go, when he gonna show up. And I came in here today to let you know that if you open up your mind and open up your ears and open up your understanding and open up your heart, God will show you. But worship is nurture.
All right.
Pharaoh's been beaten to death. He's been beaten. He's enslaved. And I love it because I get this worship is nurture from my professor at Vanderbilt Divinity School, Dr. Juan Ford Thomas, and his wife, Dr. Stacy Ford Thomas, co-authored this book called Intro to Church, Black Church Studies class I took at Vanderbilt. And they have a chapter in that book that talks about black worship. That black worship, that black church worship is nurture. Because there's no other place that black people could go and be able to feel replenished from dealing with slavery, from dealing with Jim and Jane Crow segregation, from dealing with not just that, but dealing with the rubber maru and dealing with all the issues of segregation and having to deal with discrimination and having to deal with unfair practices. That when black folks came to church, it was a nurturing atmosphere. That's the reason you didn't have to beg and borrow people to come to church. They will come willingly because they knew when they came through those doors, they would feel the presence of the Lord. That when they left outside of those doors, they didn't know what was waiting for them. But when they came in here, they would be nurtured. They would feel comforted. That's the reason why music is so important. That the music of the church is necessary. That's the reason why dry dead music don't really work for me. That I need some music that I can feel. I need some music that's gonna nourish my soul. I need some music. Yeah, I know you may not be feeling the best baby in the choir. I know you may not be singing your best, but guess what? Maybe you can send me through my breakthrough. Maybe you can send me to my place where I get happy. I'm not so egotistical to think that my sermons always do the trick. Sometimes it may just be a word that you hear from the choir. Sometimes it may just be a word that you hear from the prayer. You don't know what it is, but you need to be nurtured. Is that if you don't work, that's not life giving or life affirming.
All
You need to check that work. If you're not doing work that's actually putting a smile on your face every day, I understand bills got to be paid. Trust me, I'm with you. I understand.
All right.
But I'll be honest with y'all. I much rather be broke. I much rather be unhappy. I much rather be happy and not be rich than be rich and be dead on the inside. What you mean, Reverend? Is because peace is something that you cannot buy. Peace of mind is something that you cannot buy. Peace in your heart is something that you cannot buy. Oh, that stuff you can't buy for nothing in the world. Y'all always said this to my daddy. Kind of got me on this. So I promise y'all, I'm not always running on. My daddy kind of got me on this. My daddy, before Chick-fil-A started doing it, we were doing it at Your Moving Service. My daddy always made sure that on Sundays, Your Moving Service was closed. Now, every other moving company in the nation is open on Sunday. Why? Because Saturday and Sundays are the highest days for people to move. But my daddy, and I love him for this, is that, and still to this day, Sundays, he says, are the lowest day. That if you're working that much that you can't give God some time, then the work that you're doing is null and void. That you got to set aside some time to be able to worship God. You got to set aside some time to be in the presence of God. That you can't be that busy every single day. That you can't set aside some time for you and the Lord. That here it is. I'm not trying to tell you to quit your job. Don't walk into that. What Pastor's saying is that maybe you need to tell your job, look here, I maybe can give you one Sunday or maybe two, but I can't give you all my Sundays because I got to give God some time. I got to spend some time with Him. That He's done so much for me that you wouldn't have who I am now if it had not been for the Lord. And am I talking to anybody in here that's got that same testimony to say that I wouldn't be where I am if it hadn't been for the Lord?
Therefore,
want to be able to witness to, we stop our feet and we say, preach on or say on, amen or hallelujah. Why? Because it all started right there under the hush harbor, right there when everybody wanted to be able to be in secret. But I came to talk to the folk now who know that you're no longer being guided by a Pharaoh, but instead now you are free. And it ought to be somebody in here that if you can't praise God for nothing else, you ought to thank him that he freed you. And not only are you free, but you're free indeed. God says, and Pharaoh says to them, I don't know your God. Who is he? Because if he was really a real God, then he would show himself and you wouldn't be in slavery. That's basically what he's saying. He says, I don't know your God. And the reason why he doesn't know your God is because they don't know their God. I said there arose a Pharaoh who knew not the God of Joseph. But they don't know their God. That's the reason why Moses said, I got to give them a name. Tell me who you are. Because they don't know who you are. And my brothers and my sisters, it's incumbent for us that when we go out, we tell somebody who our God is. You see, when you leave out of these doors, you're leaving to be empowered. You're leading to be educated to know who your God is. That way you walk different, you talk different, and you act different. Oh, I ought to have some people in the building on the day who don't mind saying, I know who my God is. That my God rules and super rules. So that means, guess what? If you want to cuss me out on Monday, that's all right. My God is able. You want to fire me on Tuesday? That's fine. My God will see and supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory. Yeah, I understand that doctor got a report, but guess what? My God is a healer. For his word says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God healed them out of them all. Yes, I know that there's stuff going on politically, but guess what? My God rules and super rules. My God is in control of everything. When you leave out of here, y'all are leaving. God says, I want you to worship me. Because I need you to get reacquainted with who I am. See, it's great that your ancestors knew me, but you need to know who I am. Yeah. Yeah. I come to let somebody know. It's great that mommy and granddaddy had their religion, had their relationship. But what about yours? The better question is, who is your God? Is social media your God? Is your cell phone your God? Is the need for money your God? The love of money? Whatever you grab first thing in the morning, whatever you do first thing in the morning, or when you first think about it, that's what's controlling you. I'll be honest with y'all, I got a bad habit. First thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I go and grab. But now I grab my phone, I put it down, and I say, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for even for this device. I thank you, Lord, for the need to want to know information. I thank you, God, for the ability to retain information. I thank you, God, even for Facebook, Instagram. I thank you, God, for all of these things. Because if it had not been for you, I wouldn't have any of that. And I come in here to challenge somebody else to be able to say, whatever you grab first thing in the morning, that's what you really love. And that's a good thing. It may be your wife, it may be your husband, maybe your boo bag. But before you grab them, you ought to thank God that you got a boo bag to curl up to. Fine. He says, I don't want them to go to worship. Not just because of what it does, but where they're going. They're going to a mountain. They're leaving out of Egypt. And the thing is I came in here challenge some folk and put it fresh on your mind.
still be able to worship the name of the Lord. And what do you mean, Reverend? I don't mean just a physical location, but I'm talking about also wherever you are in life. You ought to be able to worship the Lord no matter wherever you are. Oh, what do you mean, Reverend? Is that I love that this text tells us that they were worshiping God even before he brought them out. And I came in here with some witnesses hoping to be able to say that, Reverend, I want to be able to worship God even though he hadn't delivered me yet. And am I talking to anybody in the building that said, I want to worship God even though he hadn't healed me yet? Am I talking to anybody in here that says, that, Reverend, I've got to worship him? Because even though I may not have everything that I want, I thank God that on last month, I prayed to the Lord and he heard my prayer. And I'm going to worship him in spite of the situation. I'm going to worship him even before he does what he said he will do. And do I have anybody in here that will be able to say, I came in here today with worship on my mind. I came in here today because God deserves all of my praise. I came in here today because I know that God needs to hear from me. And I could have stayed at home. Yes, you could have stayed at home, because it's Labor Day weekend. You could have stayed and watched it on your phone. You could have stayed and watched it on your TV while you had the burgers and dogs on the grill, while you had the ribs cooking in the smoker. You could have stayed at home, but something told you that you had to come into the house of the Lord one more time. And why is it, Reverend, that I had to come to the house? It's because you know, just like Sarah knew, that if I come in the house of the Lord, then everywhere I go, God's going to bless me. God's going to take control. But I had to come to the house before I did anything. I owe him some time. I owe him some praise. Is that Pharaoh said, I don't want y'all to go to that mountain. Don't go to the mountain. Keep on working. Pharaoh understood that the mountain was a problem. That if they went to the mountain, they were going to come back changed and came back wanting to be set free. Pharaoh knew that the mountain was a problem. And if they went to the mountain, Mother Campbell, they wouldn't want to pick up a plow. If they went to the mountain, they wouldn't want to pick up any straw. If they went to the mountain, they were going to be able to find themselves wanting to be free. Because they know that if you go to the mountain, it's problems at the mountain. Why do you say that? Because the Bible says that I look to the hills. From whence cometh my help comes from the Lord. Pharaoh knew that if they looked to the mountain and started worshiping at the mountain, they find their help in the mountain. And don't you know, that's the reason why you came to the temple, because you need your help. Am I talking to anybody that knows you need your help? And your helper is at the mountain. Anybody know about another mountain? I said, does anybody know about another mountain? It's old school Sunday. Maybe y'all will get with me. It said in a hymn, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. And I came to let somebody know that's your helper. Jesus, he died. Does anybody know about my Jesus? Did he die? Say yeah. But that's not how the story ends. Took him down from
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.